Welcome back into X's and Bros. It is hour number three already on this Thursday morning, the 30th day of July 2020. Good morning to all of you, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning on your morning drive from 6 to 9 here on the Michigan Sports Network. Good morning to all of our affiliates across the great state of Michigan, to our viewers on Comcast Channel 900, and to our new friends, our newest affiliate down there in the Glass City as well. Good morning to all of you. It is a pleasure to have you with us. James Edwards will join us a little bit later on here in hour number three, coming up in about, 33 minutes from right now. From The Athletic, we'll be talking about the Pistons' addition of a G League team in the Motor City. What will we name that team? That's still to be determined. The NBA is back officially tonight. We've got a doubleheader on TNT, which is exciting. I didn't know the NBA is back. Orlando Basketball Battle was a thing, but some fantasy sports that you can play on ESPN.com, not only for hoops, but you can do it for hockey as well, which I thought was interesting. I do want to hop into this Joe Kelly thing because we talked about it a lot yesterday, and I think that MLB completely missed the mark on this. And Jeff Schwartz just tweeted, quote, "It's still quite amazing. MLB didn't suspend any Astros players. The NFL suspended one of the best players in NFL history for a quarter of the season because the football was one PSI too low." And you look at the way that the Patriots and Tom Brady were chastised by the media and by fans and by everybody. They're cheaters. That's only, you know, the only reason. Like, and we're talking about a ball deflating under whether it was purposeful or whether it was weather related. You know, and I look at that, and I look at this Astros story, and I'm like, Joe Kelly, who just tweeted out with a Conor McGregor reference. He didn't just tweet it. I put it on his Instagram that he apologizes to absolutely no one. And I thought that that was great because it is a, you know, it's important, I think, for people to realize that Major League Baseball, in my opinion, lost a lot of credibility as a whole. The commissioner lost a lot of credibility as a whole when they refused to do anything to the Houston Astros after winning that. Like, they should have gone the NCAA route and stripped the champion, is what they should have done. You openly and actively cheated throughout the length of the season, and the only reason we knew is because somebody blew the whistle on you, which means everybody knew about it, everybody was involved, and everybody should have got a suspension. Well, what are you going to do, bring their minor leaguers up? Hey, you know, opportunity. That's the price you got to pay if you're going to openly cheat. And it was, nothing was ever done about it, and it infuriates me because now that baseball has to, the game itself has to regulate this. The game itself is now in charge of punishing the Astros, and now they're going to punish those who are punishing the Astros. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Let's also remember, too, that Joe Kelly ended up walking Alex Bregman, and then he struck out Carlos Correa. He didn't even hit the batter.
And he stuck his tongue out at him.
Yeah.
And told him to close his jowls, which I thought was entertaining. And people say, well, Joe Kelly wasn't even on the Dodgers. I think Joe Kelly, wasn't he on the Sox when the Astros eliminated him?
Yes.
So, like, yeah, of course he's got a beef. And they've been doing this for a while. And to be honest with you, anybody even affiliated or associated with that team during this era, there's no way. And maybe the baseball writers will have the last laugh because you know how stingy they get from time to time. Like, there's no way you can include any of these names in the Hall of Fame. Period. And, you know, from a pitching staff, you might say, well, what about Verlander? I think the pitching staff is fine. It's any of the hitters. Any of the hitters that received, that got the help that they needed in order to put guys on base and to score runs. It's ridiculous. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Speaking of that story, Dodgers pitcher Joe Kelly was suspended 8 games by Major League Baseball. 8 games under the 60-game format, and 8-game suspension accounts for more than 13% of the schedule. Terrible. Still can't figure it out. Free Joe Kelly, so Craig just tweeted in. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I feel. 13% of the season will be 22 games, roughly, in a 162-game season. Like, that is simply outrageous, and I cannot believe MLB decided to do that. It makes no sense. Chris Bryant helped the Cubs complete their franchise's first triple play in 23 years after their within their loss to the Reds. So you had that going on. Also happening in MLB, they are mulling a 7-inning doubleheader rule, according to sources during the season. Why are we doing this during the season? Shouldn't this have been announced beforehand? But I guess, you know, if they're going to start to require teams to add a coronavirus protocol compliance officer, now that we're already a week in, why wouldn't we just change the rules for doubleheaders too? Nobody knows what's going on. The pure lack of leadership at MLB is astounding. Speaking of Major League Baseball, though, how about the Detroit Tigers, one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, according to their record, 4-2 after a 5-4 win against the Royals. They will close out the remaining game of this four-game set against the Royals later on this evening at 7:10 is the first pitch. And then, because they started on the road at Cincinnati, they came back for these four games against the Royals. They're going to hang out at Comerica Park for three more against Cincinnati, two more against St. Louis to begin next week before they hit the road midweek next week to head to St. Louis and then over to Pittsburgh. I'm a big fan of the way the travel works out with this schedule. Chiefs running back Damian Williams is opting out of the 2020 season. The Detroit Lions have had five players test positive for COVID-19, they're on the COVID-19/reserve list. So being on the reserve list does not mean the players have tested positive. It means they either tested positive or have been in close contact with somebody who has tested positive. Those include Pro Bowl wide receiver Kenny Galladay and tight end TJ Hockenson. The Chargers, Anthony Lynn is very excited about the Joey Bosa contract. Keeps him in L.A. for at least five more years. Nick Bosa is going to get paid as well. Lakers center Anthony Davis is with his eye injury, says he does plan to play tonight against the Clippers as the restart happens tonight. That is game two of the doubleheader this evening. Cannot wait to get these NBA games in live, meaningful NBA action tonight. Game number two is L.A. against L.A. TNT, 9 o'clock. Clippers are the road team. That'll be preceded by the 6:30 tip-off between Utah and New Orleans. Can't wait to see the Jazz and the Pelicans head-to-head. Speaking of the Pelicans, Zion Williamson, a game-time decision this evening. The Nuggets have spoken to one of their players, Michael Porter Jr., about his controversial coronavirus population control theory. He was asked something on his personal Snapchat. Michael Porter Jr. commented and said he said the coronavirus is being used for a bigger agenda. He's 22 years old. Quote, it's being used for population control in just terms of being able to control masses of people. Because the virus, the whole world is being controlled. One man's thought and opinion. The Nuggets talked to him. I don't know what that talk does. I don't know if it makes anybody feel any better about anything, but I mean, that's what it is. They decided to have that conversation after he, decided to share his thoughts. By the way, Governor Whitmer has reimposed the limits in Michigan. And with the death toll of the U.S. at about 150,000, I think the new rule is no gatherings of more than 10 people indoors. Is that what the new rule is? I believe I saw on Twitter last night.
Indoor bars services are closed again.
If alcohol is 70% or more of your sales, you cannot have people inside.
Which is interesting. If alcohol is, I don't know. Also, the state of Illinois has pushed football to spring, so that's something that you might want to keep your eyes out for. And Lions defensive tackle John Atkins has opted out for the 2020 season. I think we're going to see more and more of this as we move forward in the sport, and it'll be interesting. A friend of mine asked me, do you think that they cancel football with the amount of guys opting out? And I said, well, hey, you would play right now if they were going to pay you, right? He was a former college football player. I said, you'd take that money in a heartbeat. You don't care about Corona. I know you don't care about Corona. You've been out every night of the week. He laughed, and he said, you know what? You're right. I would play. I said, exactly. So for every one guy that opts out, 15 guys want to opt in and get a piece of that. We're going to step aside. When we return, the NBA is back. The Orlando basketball battle. You need a little fantasy sports. You need a little action in your life. You can head on over to ESPN.com. They're also doing it for the ESPN playoff hockey pick'em as well. We'll go through the picks as we get ready and geared up and ready to go for tonight's restart of the National Basketball Association. All that and more after this here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
What will you do with tomorrow? Will you use it to make life better for you and your family? Will you spend it on an adventure, traveling somewhere new and experiencing something profound? Will you use tomorrow to rest, to work, to hope, to love? Your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will be filled with opportunity and potential. And your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will unfold in part because of your brain. There will be moments tomorrow that can be seized by you, driven by you, and defined by you. Your brain can lead you there. Your brain can make tomorrow memorable. Whether your efforts are realized by thousands or felt only by you, tomorrow matters. And tomorrow is worth happening.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Bill Simonson here for Tom Rosenbach, the managing partner at Bean Garter. He wanted me to get the message out that Bean Garter is here to help if you've applied for a loan through the Paycheck Protection Program and need assistance applying for forgiveness. Bean Garter and their professionals will work with you to prepare a draft application, estimate your loan forgiveness amount, and certify how you used your loan funds. They have the knowledge and experience to make sure you're getting the most loan forgiveness possible. They make it easy so you have more time to focus on what's important, taking care of your business and your people. Learn more at beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief. You can learn more on how the professionals at Bean Garter can help you in applying for forgiveness with paycheck protection programs. Go to beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, hour number three on this Thursday. Good morning to all of you. If you're just now joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from 6 to 9 here all across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network and to our friends in the Glass City in Toledo as well. Good morning to all of you. We've got Freddie on hold right now talking about the Astros. Freddie, good morning to you, my man. Happy Thursday.
Good morning, AB. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm excited. I believe what your outing is this Saturday, correct?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm jumping out of my boots. To be honest with you.
And signups are sold out?
All sold out, buddy. All sold out.
Good. So, glad to hear it. And a lot of folks signing up to support a wonderful cause. And thank you. I know that I haven't played in it yet. I'll put the word yet there. But thank you for being able to be a part of the community, being able to put together an event that's going to help out many and raise awareness. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you for that. And there's a good chance maybe next year you'll be on my team.
Oh, good chance. I like that, huh? We're heating up. As long as you have pizza in the bag somewhere.
Neil Rule's already off the team, huh, Freddie?
Get Neil out of here.
Well, given that you're Italian, you got a really good chance of being on my team. So
that should give me the leg up on Neil Rule.
You got to bring the Camachos, though, Anthony. Sorry.
I'll bring cannolis.
So before I get to the Astros, I got a golf question, but I want to ask Dan because I really don't know the answer to this. But first of all, AB, I want to give you the public apology. I know the last couple of weeks I've been picking at you with Michigan with the text and everything, and I really mean it. I apologize for picking on you with Harbaugh and all that. I'm just so mad that he can't beat Ohio State. It's driving me nuts. So I'm taking that on you, and I apologize.
No, Freddie, that's what I'm here for. I, as a radio host, you have to be prepared to hang yourself up like a heavy bag and just take the punches. And I know in my heart of hearts that if we attack the day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind, one day the pendulum's going to swing. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen while Ryan Day's the head coach there, but the pendulum will swing. It will happen eventually.
If you jump in the swimming pool for me on Twitter live, I'll never pick on you again. I promise you.
All right, that's all I got to do. That's pretty easy.
A golf question for Danny because he's the golf pro.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I saw this on a golf group, and we won't mention who it was, but I saw someone got an albatross, and of course you never really hear that in golf, so that's obviously a double eagle on a par five. So. Here's my question, Danny. If you're on a short par four, okay, that you could drive the green in one, if you make it, is that an albatross or is that a hole in one?
Oh. See, I mean, I've always just called it a double eagle, but I think the albatross, like that name, it really became popular, I'm pretty sure, because of Mario Golf. I'm not even joking. Okay. I'm sure it was a golf lingo thing back a long time ago, but I've always called it a double eagle, either way.
Oh, okay. Well, then if it's a short par four, is it a hole in one?
It would file under both categories.
It's both, I think.
Okay. I would call it a hole in one.
Oh, yeah. I would be bragging about that, absolutely.
Yeah. So, AB, to get back to the Astros, I wholeheartedly agree with you. I don't think anyone on that team should be in the Hall of Fame, you know, manager and all that. But I disagree with you on the pitchers. I don't think the pitchers should be in there as well, because these pitchers are getting a 4, 5, 6 spot and runs maybe first, second, third inning. You pitch a lot better when you got a 4 or 5 run lead in games going down the stretch.
So would you take Verlander out of the Hall of Fame question then?
Yeah, I would. And
wow. Okay.
I would. And this is kind of probably wrong of me. Thank God I'm not a writer. But I've never been a Verlander fan. Nothing. He's a great pitcher. I just never been a fan of him. He's called out the fans and here, and he's done things. But I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, I'm going to be wrong when I say this, but you know, Mickey Lolich is on the Hall of Fame. Why is Verlander going to be in the Hall of Fame? You know, that's what drives me crazy. So, you know, when the career is all said and done, I'll revisit it and I'll do the fair thing. If he's a Hall of Famer, he's a Hall of Famer. But I would not include the pitchers for the Houston Astros into the Hall of Fame. That's just my opinion, because they're getting all these runs, you know, and they're part of the cheating.
Pitching with the advantage of having offense behind you is, I mean, that's crucial. You know, if you walk into every game knowing like, hey, I know we're going to get at least a couple on the board, so therefore, you know, I might try some things that I normally wouldn't in specific situations when you start talking about the pitcher-batter duel there. So I actually, I never really necessarily thought about it like that. I just kind of excluded the pitchers just because they don't directly benefit from the actual trash can banging. But at the same time, as you mentioned, if you're able to pitch with run support, it's a whole lot different than pitching from behind or in a 0-0 game through the fifth or sixth inning. So you raise a very valid point there.
Especially in the playoffs, when all the pressure is on, you know, all the pressure. How many times have we heard it in the playoffs or in the World Series? You know, the next run is going to be could be the winning run. You know, it's a big run. You don't hear that in like maybe, you know, game 17 of a regular season, but in the playoffs, man, that's big. You know, so for me, no, none of them should be on there. And thank you for the kind words, and keep up the good work. Okay.
Thank you, Freddie. Enjoy your if we don't talk tomorrow, enjoy your weekend, and I hope you get great weather. The turnout is great. Everybody has a blast supporting a great cause. So thank you, Freddie.
You'll be hearing Danny's radio from Toledo. So by the way, so talk to you later.
There we go. So you're gonna pack that. You got a boombox. You got the big PA system.
Yeah,
right?
I have. It's not. It's extremely large for a golf cart. It's like, you know, it's used for a, you know, go boating or camping, stuff like that. But
I love boating.
I mean, it's larger than the, you know, the cooler basket, we'll call it.
Okay.
It's will not fit in that. That's how big it is.
You know, ever since my friend bought a boat, I'm officially a boater now. Did I tell you the story about how I had to borrow my dad's truck, take it to U-Haul to get a trailer ball, and then backed it up to hook the boat up because my buddy went up north. And I did the whole thing by myself. I was back in the trailer, a little 16, 17 footer. No big deal, right? First time driving with the trailer on the back. No big deal. Huh? I was like, yeah, I'm a pro. I took it to the marina. The guy's like, yeah, just back it up right over here. I said, yeah, sure thing. He had no idea it was my first time backing up a boat trailer.
Backing up, is there two axles? Probably not. That's a, you know, 16, 17 foot. It's not that big. Dude, trailers are no joke.
It ain't, you know, it's no joke at all. Like that. You know, because whichever way you're cutting the wheel, the boat's going the opposite direction. So you got to watch out for your front end. I didn't want to hit a telephone pole or a fence or anything. You know, and I'm trying to weasel this thing back. I got traffic everywhere. But your boy did a good job. You'd have been proud. You'd have been proud. I did I would like to say I give myself an A+ for that effort. Easy to grade myself, though. All right, let's get into hey, you got any basketball music? You got like I guess I should ask you this before during our pre-show production meeting this morning at 5:15. But do you have like the NBA on NBC or NBA on Fox Sports Detroit?
I do not. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
How about One Shining Moment?
That'll work. I'll take that if you got it. Awesome. All right, so let's go through our Orlando basketball battle. We're going to pick these together. Here are the questions. Who's going to finish with a better overall record, the L.A. Lakers or the Milwaukee Bucks? Well, we got to move quick because we have like 90 seconds.
Would you say L.A. Lakers or Bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Better record.
Lakers.
Lakers. Ryan.
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. I'm going with Milwaukee as well. They get the pick. Who will be the eighth seed in the Western Conference? The Pelicans, the Grizzlies, the Portland Trail Blazers, or D, any other team?
The team took a vote, and it's New Orleans. Oh, sorry, it's not baseball. Grizzlies.
Grizzlies.
Grizzlies. All right. Grizzlies. Who will record more points and assists during the seeding games, Damian Lillard or Ja Morant? Points plus assists.
Lillard.
Lillard. That's two out of three. Danny doesn't even get a choice. Where will the 76ers finish in the Eastern Conference standing? The 3 seed, the 4 seed, the 5 seed, or the 6 seed?
As many 3-pointers Ben Simmons has hit in his career, 3 seed.
Nice. We'll take the 3 seed.
3 seed it is. All right. Who will be the number 7 seed in the Eastern Conference, the Nets or the Magic? Nets went 30-34. Magic were 30-35.
Nets. I say Brooklyn has what? 6 players?
They got Caris LeVert. It doesn't matter. Kick the Nets. Will there be a play-in tournament for the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm with that. Will any player score 50 points in a seeding game?
All of them will. No defense will be played. All-star game style.
Dan?
No, not even close.
Yeah, I'm not going with that either. What will the Pelicans' record be in their first 3 seeding games? 2-1, 3-0, 1-2, or 0-3?
3-0 because of rest favor. NBA wants Zion in.
2-1. And finally, Clippers-Lakers tonight. Which one of these players will score the most points this evening? Paul George, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, or Kawhi Leonard?
LeBron.
Going crazy. All right, that's what we got. We're going to step aside. We're going to talk to James Edwards on the other side of the break. This is X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for the sports medicine team at Metro Health University of Michigan Health. Now, they serve the entire state, and they offer up some of the best sports physicians, physical therapists, access to some of the best surgeons, and also a training staff that covers every sport, high school, youth, college, and pro. You can go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. If you or a child of yours has suffered an injury and you want to get back to playing or maybe going out for that nightly jog, they can help. Or maybe your child wants to return to that game they love to play. Go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. From youth to high school to college to semi-pro and pro sports, they are the leaders when it comes to dealing with sports injuries. Find out more. Go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. That's metrohealth.net.
These days, we're all looking for ways to keep our families safe and our homes free of bacteria and viruses. To help in these uncertain times, your local Rood dealer is offering a free healthy home analysis. They'll inspect your current system and make sure it's keeping you and your family safe from airborne contaminants. Visit Rood.com. That's RUUD.com to find a dealer near you and to schedule your free healthy home analysis. Breathe easy and breathe healthy. Rely on Rood.
Huge here for Watson Rockford. The most exciting new Ram truck store in Michigan has joined the Watson Country family of dealerships, known for the best selection and best price on new Ram trucks anywhere in Michigan. Watson Rockford is also an exclusive Business Link dealer, and that means they know trucks, including a full line of Ram commercial trucks like ProMaster. At Watson Rockford, we don't expect your business. We do everything we can to earn it. Get your best price on your new Ram or Jeep during the summer clearance event. Watson Rockford, off of 131, exit 101, and M50. 57.